From the WUWM Newsroom, I'm race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell. In honor of Black History Month, we're highlighting some of the significant moments in local Black history. They include the fair housing marches that brought together Alderwoman Vail Phillips, the NAACP Youth Council Commandos, and Father James Groppi. Young people and adults gathered for more than 200 consecutive nights of marching to end housing discrimination. The Reverend Joseph Baring was one of the commandos. Reverend Joseph Baring retired as a pastor in October from St. Paul African Methodist Episcopal Church in Madison, but he jokes that he's not really retired. Baring is active in work that addresses social justice issues and racial disparities.
There's an old joke we have with the preachers in the Gospel of Luke in the Bible. Jesus tells the people to occupy until I come. That word occupy translated is do business. And so basically Jesus said, do business until I come to get you. So.
Baring says his calling has been social action and helping his people get to better positions in life. It's part of what drew him to the NAACP Youth Council Commandos, a unit of primarily young men formed in 1966. The Youth Council began protests 3 years earlier in 1963. Its first campaign was against Mark's Big Boy restaurants for discriminatory hiring practices. 3 years later, the council protested the whites-only policy at the Eagles Club. Baring was in Milwaukee in 1966 after serving in the Navy. He says the newly formed Youth Council Commandos reminded him of the Black Panthers. The members wore black berets, black boots, and sweatshirts with the word commando on them.
They exhibited this impression of strong black men, militant, disciplined black men. And I said to myself, boy, I'd like to belong to that group.
Baring would eventually become the secretary of the commandos. The group strategized, putting together marching plans and providing security for marchers during demonstrations. Commandos played an active role in the 200 nights of open housing marches that began in 1967. Members partnered with Milwaukee Alderwoman Vail Phillips to amplify her proposed open housing ordinance. She had tried for years to get it passed. In some of the most intense nights of marching, protesters walked across what some deemed the Mason-Dixon line of Milwaukee, the 16th Street Viaduct. It spans the Menominee Valley, connecting neighborhoods on the north to those on the south side, which were mostly white at the time. Baring compares crossing the Viaduct to crossing the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. He shares the reputation Milwaukee's south side had in the 1960s.
If you were black, you weren't to be caught over on that south side at night, unless you were working. And if you were working, you needed a car to get out of that place, because if you were standing on a bus stop, you were in danger of being injured or killed over there.
But that didn't stop the plan to take demonstrations to those neighborhoods.
We got behind the idea that this would be a demonstration that we were coming over to where we didn't belong. The symbol that Milwaukee belonged to us just like it did anybody else.
The first march across the bridge began in August of 1967. Baring says there were a few hundred demonstrators, and they were met by some white counter-protesters when they reached Kosciuszko Park. But for the most part, it was peaceful. The next night, things escalated.
When we got to the other side of that bridge, there were 13,000 or more white people over there. Clubs and bottles, they threw bricks at it. They did everything you could think of to us.
Police used tear gas to disperse counter-protesters. When the marchers returned that night to the Youth Council headquarters, known as Freedom House, they found that a fire had destroyed the building. Many Youth Council members believed police were to blame for the fire. But Baring says that only fueled the commandos' fight. The fair housing marches ended in March of 1968. In April, the Common Council finally passed the fair housing ordinance. Baring says he frequently thinks about his days with the NAACP Youth Council Commandos. He says remaining members keep in touch and get together when possible. He says in the historic marches, they experienced 200 days of tension, but Baring says the camaraderie the commandos developed was unbelievable.
Even though it was a struggle, it was a time of enjoyment. I'm reminded of the slaves and how they would gather, even though the slave master was so hard on them, that when they would get away to themselves, how they could enjoy what little bit of peace and comfort and time they had together.
When thinking about what the Youth Council means to Milwaukee, Baring asks, where would Milwaukee be today if the young people had not made a statement about what was happening in their lives? Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM. Milwaukee's NPR.